I'm betting $20 on Germany to win the World Cup and $20 on the New Jersey Devils to win Lord Stanley's Cup. Let's go.
That's New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy placing the state's first legal sport bet on Monmouth Park. Thanks to a U.S. Supreme Court decision and a new state law, sports betting has come to racetracks and casinos across the Garden State. And now, a popular shopping center in New Jersey may be next, as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
Cross the Ben Franklin Bridge into Jersey, head east, and after about 10 minutes, the big box stores come into view. There's a Wegmans grocery store, Best Buy, Home Depot, a cheesecake factory, and pretty soon, this Cherry Hill strip mall could be home to a sports betting venue, too. The site is the former location of the Garden State Park racetrack, and under the state's new law, even former racetracks will be allowed to offer sports betting.
I think it's a relatively good thing.
Chuck Kahn is the mayor of Cherry Hill. He says there are benefits to having sports betting in the township. For example, it could mean higher sales for the nearby stores. But there are downsides, too. Traffic could get worse, and a spike in visitors could mean extra work for Cherry Hill cops.
It could bring a higher level of service for our, police department if it brings the wrong element of people.
Outside Wegmans, opinions were mixed about what the addition of a sports betting venue could mean for Cherry Hill. Chris Dent, who drove in from Philadelphia to do some shopping, said the parking lot was already crowded enough.
Same parking. You got to rethink the entire area. One of these big boxes is going to have to go.
But Alan Polonsky of Cherry Hill disagreed.
Traffic is bad enough as it is. It's not going to change anything.
So you think if they opened a place here for sports betting, it wouldn't change much?
I don't think it would have any significant effect one way or the other.
That sounds like a draw to me. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.